This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now, here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Nicole and Becca. Your next challenge is a word game. We mashed up famous books and movie titles to create some entirely new, not-so-faithful adaptations.
For example, if we said, under the pseudonym George Eliot, Marianne Evans wrote this book about Antarctic birds, you would answer, Middlemarch of the Penguins.
It sounds tricky, but the points are doubled. Becca, stay in the lead, and you're in the final round. Nicole, you need to get more points, or you have to read a book. Okay, here we go. In this Charlotte Bronte adaptation, a young woman moves to Thornfield Hall and watches as a mysterious golden retriever named Mr. Rochester helps a middle school basketball team win the championship. Nicole is just nodding. No.
No.
Becca.
So the movie is Air Bud, I think.
Okay.
Which means that the book by Charlotte Bronte has to end with air. Air.
I'm going to give you a couple more seconds to work it out.
Summer Air Bud.
Oh my, you are going to kill me when I tell you what
Autumn
the answer
Air Bud?
Is. Okay. Jane Air Bud.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Oh. I was, okay.
Okay.
Based on a Virginia Woolf novel that takes place over just one day, this movie follows a middle-aged woman as she plans for a most excellent gathering and encourages everyone to party on. Nicole.
Mrs. Dalloway's World?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That was most excellent. Here's your next one. In this Zora Neale Hurston adaptation, Janie Crawford's journey of self-discovery ends with a fight against a giant mutant reptile in the streets of Tokyo. Nicole.
The rides were watching Godzilla?
Yes, indeed. My eyes were watching your eyes. Get that. It's satisfying.
This is your last clue. An adaptation of the best-selling book of all time gets even more boring with a subplot about a minor league baseball team in North Carolina. Luckily, Kevin Costner and Susan Sarandon are there to steam up the New Testament.
Okay, Nicole. Long shot. The Bible Durham?
Yeah, that's right. Well done.
Yes, Bill Durham, the only thing more overrated than the Bible. Okay, with that last answer, Nicole pulled forward and is going to the final round.